a four-day working week. Does it work? Well, there's been a global trial. 12 companies here have taken part and the results are mostly positive. Happier, healthier, more productive workers, businesses making more money. One of the companies that took part in the trial was Rent a Recruiter, an Irish recruitment process outsourcing business. Co-founder Barry Prost said they will continue with a four-day week as long as it continues to positively impact staff welfare and productivity.
Rent a Recruiter is a recruitment process outsourcing provider. We're in startup and growth phase, and the four-day week really was a very positive experience for us in terms of being able to compete for and attract top talent within our business, and also have a really positive impact in terms of the welfare of our existing staff. While we had researched the impact of the four-day week on your business, you don't really know its impact for sure until you actually embark on it. What we were very keenly monitoring was our staff welfare, our retention, but also, you know, our productivity metrics and our profitability. And what we saw in the 6 month trial, but we were delighted to see that, you know, productivity per employee for us increased by 50%, and we doubled gross profit relative to the same period in the previous year. We also saw 100% staff retention in the same period compared to 20% staff turnover in the 6 months previous to that.
That's Barry Prost, co-founder of Rent a Recruiter. Dr. Orla Kelly is here. She's assistant professor in social policy at UCD and lead investigator in the four-day week Ireland trial, co-investigator in the four-day week global trial. You're very welcome to Morning Ireland. Some very positive results from Barry Prost's company there. Tell us more about what you discovered.
So we were really interested in three domains, looking at how a reduced work time schedule, which often took the form of a four-day week, impacted company outcomes. So the things that Barry was talking about there. We also did surveys with employees at pre-trial, during and after to measure a range of well-being outcomes. And we tried to measure two environmental impacts in terms of electricity use for organisations and commuting time and pro-environmental behaviour among employees. So that was the basic kind of three research questions that we had. There was 12 Irish companies. We've completed the global trials. Two phases have been completed. The first started on February 1st and the second began on April 1st. So both have concluded. 33 companies took part overall, 12 in Ireland. And yeah, the metrics that we were interested in looking at, we saw pretty universally positive results, to be honest. We've seen decreases in sleep deprivation, increases in well-being, increases in life satisfaction, and we operationalized that a few ways. So we see that people are more satisfied with their relationships. The biggest gains, of course, we saw where people feel less time stressed, have more time affluence is how we might say it. A range of better mental health, positive health outcomes.
What sort of businesses or employers were involved in the study? And could you extend this to almost all workplaces?
Yeah, well, in Ireland, they were small to medium enterprises, a lot of them in professional services. We did have a manufacturing company too. Across the range of organisations that are partaking in the global trials, there's more of a diversity. We've all kinds of restaurant chains and things like that. And I would say, you know, a four-day week is one way to do it. The most clear-cut way that we might imagine would be the office closing on a Friday. But that's not the only form that reduced work time can take. You know, sometimes they can swap days and others just have a condensed working time, shift work and so on. So I guess it, depending on the industry, it takes more thought there might be variety in the form that it takes. But certainly we do see in other contexts too, a variety of organisations kind of taking part in this. Say the Icelandic trials would have been the largest. They implemented it in their public sector between 2015 and 2019, and police, social workers, all kinds of different jobs were took part in that. Ireland, they were private sector.
Were there any negative effects?
Well, from what we could see for the Irish companies, they all seem to have a very positive impact. We did, you know, as part of the four-day week global support package, the nonprofit that supports them. They do engage with organizations to help them with this work reorganization process. So I think that was probably why they were able to hit the ground running, in that they kind of engaged with employees in terms of shortening meetings, being more time efficient. Many of them did time use training and so on with employees to try to. So, I mean, for the cohort that we had, it seems to be positive overall.
And, there was interviews with employees.
Yes.
So there was an argument that, some of the findings were subjective. Were there any gender differences?
Yeah, well, to the first point, there was interviews with employees, but we also did quantitative data.
Yes, as you mentioned,
so, so we gathered data on all kinds of quantitative metrics, some of which were subjective, but, I mean, you people are best placed to say how they are feeling. And the data is playing out in the same way, the same trends we're observing at the global level, you know, with 500 plus data points, as is here in Ireland with 100. We did do some of this is subjective, but we saw quantitatively, we did see differences across gender. Women actually had bigger impact increases in increased sleep time. They reported higher levels of increased life satisfaction. So we had a significant change across men and women, but the magnitude of the change was larger for women.
So it worked better for women?
It worked, yeah, yeah, comparatively. Worked well for both, but yeah, women experienced even higher gains.
What do people say they did with their day off or with their extra day?
Do you know, yeah, working? We did that. Part of our midpoint survey was to have people recreate in 30-minute intervals their most recent day off. Hobbies, sleeping, catching up on personal care, all these kinds of things. I mean, it came out in how people were spending their time, but also the qualitative interviews that people were burned out after COVID. And, you know, the theme of life admin came up a lot. We have people with, you know, over a third of our sample had young children living at home. So people were using that fifth day to kind of catch up and then use their weekends for leisure time.
What now? Do you expect this to become the norm?
yeah, what now? I mean, we aren't the only people trialing this. We have, you know, Unilever just rolled it out with their organization in Australia. So there's independent organizations doing this. The Spanish government are rolling it out. So there seems to be a lot of interest in this, both from independent small to medium enterprises all the way up to governments themselves implementing it at the public sector. So we see an array of changes happening. But I mean, if we look at since we've been moved from a 6-day to a 5-day week, if you look at productivity per hour, that's gone up, but we're still working a 5-day week. So maybe it's time to revisit that.
Dr. Orla Kelly, Assistant Professor in Social Policy at UCD. Thank you for coming into our studio this morning.
Thank you very much.